Chapter 4. Tutankhamun Learns to Fight. One day, Tut heard I and Horemheb talking.
The boy is weak, not like his father,
Horemheb said.
He plays board games all day, and he can't fight. He'll never be a great leader.
He's only a boy,
said I.
Give him time.
There isn't any time,
said Horemheb.
Egypt has got many enemies, and we need a strong leader.
Tut learns quickly,
said I.
I'll teach him to ride a chariot and to fight.
Tut was very angry.
I hate Horemheb,
he thought.
He's wrong about me.
A few days later, a trainer came to the palace to teach Tut to fight. He brought two swords with him. Horemheb was in the palace that day, and Tut really wanted to impress him.
We'll start with wrestling,
said the trainer, and he pushed Tut onto the ground. At that moment, Horemheb walked into the room. Tut saw Horemheb smile, and he was very embarrassed.
That wasn't fair. I wasn't ready,
he said.
You must always be ready to defend yourself,
said the trainer. Tut swung the sword at the trainer, but the man was quick and jumped back. Tut swung the sword again, very angry now. Horemheb laughed.
We'll fight with swords later,
said the trainer.
But first, you must learn to use your hands.
Tut threw the sword on the ground and ran from the room.
The boy will never learn,
Horemheb said. Tut heard this and he was furious. He ran to Horemheb and hit his back with his hands. Horemheb laughed.
That's right. Oh, great Pharaoh, try and kill me,
he said. Then he lifted Tut and threw him against the wall. The boy's head hit the hard stone, and he fell to the ground. The trainer was shocked.
Why did you do that?
He said.
King Tutankhamun isn't moving. We must get help.
It will teach the boy a lesson,
said Horemheb. Tut was ill for a week, and Queen Kia sat next to his bed. She was very angry.
I don't like Horemheb,
she told I.
He's a cruel man, and he did a terrible thing to my son.
But he's a strong commander,
said I.
Our army needs a strong man for a leader.
The queen was worried.
I must watch Horemheb carefully,
she thought.
He doesn't like my son, and he's dangerous.
After that, Tut wanted to be a good fighter. He wanted to fight Horemheb and win. He learned wrestling, sword fighting, and archery, and I was very impressed by him. Tutankhamun started to spend less time with Ankhesenamun, but he enjoyed their rare times together. Over the years, the girl became a beautiful young woman, and Tut fell in love with her. Ankhesenamun loved him too. Rami noticed Ankhesenamun's beauty too.
Ankhesenamun doesn't look at me now,
he thought.
But one day, I'll be in the army and I'll be a great soldier. Then I'll marry her and she'll forget about Tut.